Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. I didn't know we were really trying to sing. I was just hitting it with the...
Me too. Oh. I was trying to. I was trying to harmonize with you.
Oh dang! Let's try it again.
Okay. All right.
Will you count me in? Y'all, listen. I'm gonna have to shout out real quick myself. That was the funniest damn video of myself, and I cannot believe more. I think it's too long, but every time I watch it, I laugh. But anyways,
that's good. Okay, ready?
All right. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy. I thought it was three times.
Oh, no, is it?
I think so.
Okay. Take three.
Story of our life.
Uh-huh.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Actually, I don't know if it was two or three because that felt a little weird.
That felt really long.
That did, but whatever. It doesn't matter because we are not here. We're physically here. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you now. Mentally, it out. Ain't it. It ain't it.
Joy to the world.
The Lord has come.
Let earth receive her King.
Let every heart prepare him room. Let heaven and nature sing. Let heaven and nature sing. Let I can only imagine what they're hearing on the other side of this door.
I could carol into a microphone all night long. I'm just letting you know.
God. Okay, so a couple months ago, I talked about my voice just being hoarse forever. And have you noticed? I've never gotten my voice back.
It is still raspy.
It is still raspy. And
maybe you have nodules.
What? No. I need to go on like vocal rest. Like,
I think so.
Or like Celine Dion or something.
Yeah.
We're the same. Tomato, tomato.
One in the same.
Willine Vion. Just call me Willine Vion. That's like the French name of my name.
Oui,
Wendy oui, Vaughn.
Oui, oui, pew, pew.
Oui, oui, pew, pew. Deodorante. Yeah, it is only 5:36 and it feels like 17:36.
Well, it has been a gloriously miserable day out. Mm. It is torrential downpouring nonstop. Yeah. Everything is flooded. It's really great.
But sideways rain. It's not even just a down rain. It's like legit sideways. Santa in the boat is not even plugged in anymore. It blew that off and he's in the down there. I'm like, huh?
He's in the neighbor's yard. But yeah. Listen, we are still here. We're bringing you our last episode of the year.
That's right. 2023. Is coming to a close. Let all acquaintance be forgot. Y'all been forgot. If you're an acquaintance and you don't listen and you're a hater, consider yourself forgotten.
Is that the words to the song, Acquaintance?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I swear to God, if it's not, let all the acquaintances be forgotten. But now that we're saying that, that doesn't sound right, but...
I don't know if that's it.
Odd, I don't even know how to say the name. Auld Lang Syne Tyne.
That sounds like an order from a Chinese food restaurant.
It does. But okay. Okay. We got to do our karaoke thing soon because this has really proven the point that we aren't great. Okay. Should Auld, A-U-L-D, does that mean all of us?
I don't know. It's old English and I don't know that.
It must be because it's should Auld acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should Auld acquaintance be forgot in the days of Auld Lang Syne? For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll drink a cup of kindness yet for the sake of Auld Lang Syne. I don't know who Auld Lang Syne was, but he sounds like a fun person, a good person. But this is actually a burn, I feel. We too have paddled in the stream from morning till night. They're tired. The seas between us, Lord, swell since the days of Auld Lang Syne. And then it's talking about them acquaintances again being forgotten. They're really trying to forget them acquaintances.
Yeah, they said, fuck off. You ain't no friend of mine.
But that's essentially the entire song. Just right. Now y'all know the lyrics. Huh. They paddled up the stream uphill both ways. I guarantee I'm seeing you.
I feel that. I feel that in my soul. Man. Well, listen, we're here. We're not queer, but we're coming to give you some Christmas cheer.
Oh, we're trying to rhyme still?
No, I just was.
Oh, okay. Because I did try to throw in some extra A's in the Lumi deodorant ad and, you know.
Anywho, this is our highly coveted holiday advice episode. Yeah. There's no way we're getting through all these submissions, but we're going to do our best to power through as many as we can.
Yeah.
And help you hose out for the holidays.
We'll let you know if y'all have any auld lang signs.
Yeah. You need to forget your,
if I'm mad at someone and I just need, I'm like, auld lang sign. Just go.
Okay. We've got this one. We'll start off with this one. It's an Am I the Asshole?
Perfect.
All right. Dealing with post-holiday gathering blues as a kid-free couple. My husband and I have been married 7 years in February, and we've never wanted kids. I'm 32 and he's 31. We aren't what you would call career people. We just like our lives and have never envisioned kids in it. Lately, more so in the past year, we've been getting more comments from family about our lack of kids. I've never been one to be swayed by peer pressure, and more often than not, family's unnecessary jabs in the past at our child-free choice just makes me want to be child-free even harder, LOL. However, I really love my dad. My parents have always been tight-lipped and respectful about me and my husband's decision to be child-free and currently don't have any grandkids by my brother and his wife. That hopefully will change, but time will tell as they are still newlyweds. But on Thanksgiving, my sweet dad, who's now 72 and having some health issues, made it known in front of family how much he wishes he could be a granddaddy. I'm not mad. He's just at that age where he kind of says what he thinks. My heart's broken, feeling like my life choices are hurting my parents. Am I the asshole? That one's rough.
That's so hard.
You're not the asshole. Mm-mm. You're entitled to live your life and make the choices that best suit your life without the pressures of accommodating somebody else. Because think about it this
especially
way.
Especially a child. Like people that have kids just to have correct. A kid to appease somebody. You are signing yourself up for
that's
lifelong
forever.
Heartache. Yeah.
That's not getting a dog it's that's going to be reasons. Dead in 10 years. You know what I mean? Like that's forever.
Yeah.
And it's such a commitment of time, energy, money. Like your dad is going to enjoy the fruits of being a grandparent for so long, but you have that forever. I just don't think it's fair to put that kind of pressure on yourself.
No,
and I'm not saying that they're putting that pressure on you. I'm saying thinking about it yourself.
Yeah.
You're not. There are plenty of ways that you can enrich his life in the years that he has left without it being a grandchild.
Get a baby doll and pretend like it's his grandkid and be like, just pretend like this is, and get the crying baby. Remember on Saved by the Bell?
Yeah.
When they had the crying babies and be like, this is what you would have, Dad. Be the grandbaby to the Cabbage Patch.
Here you go. Hi, girls. I was hoping you can give some thoughts on my Christmas plans. My husband and I have been together for 14 years, married for 4 of them. We have an almost 2-year-old, and my parents have been divorced since I was a kid, so we have more than a house or two to go into in order to visit everyone. I'm very close with my mom. We have a great relationship. I talk to her every single day. His mom has always been hard to deal with, and since we've been together, since we were kids in high school, I have many stories of times that she was so controlling and gave us such a hard time. Don't get me wrong, she has a heart of gold, but she's just a very jealous person. It's to the point where we can't even talk about my mom or my family around her because she gives us a hard time and makes smart comments. For example, if we're having a conversation with her and she asks what we're doing this weekend, we are so uncomfortable to say that we have plans with my mom or my family. She will always make a smart remark. It's just the way she is. My husband and I moved an hour away from our family 6 years ago, so we always have a hard time trying to see everyone each holiday. We'd like to spend Christmas morning at home. We've always gone down and made our rounds, starting at my dad's in the morning for a couple hours, his mom's for the main part of the day, and then ending the day at my mom's. His mom is his mom has always demanded that we be there at her dinner time, which is 2 p.m. My mom has always been understanding of how crazy his can be. However, she always gets the short end of the stick because of this. She gets everyone at the end of the day when everyone is tired, fussy, and full. My mom and I are so close and are big Christmas people. I could never not see my mother on Christmas Day. Traveling house to house with a toddler is also exhausting. I feel bad for my mom that she has to wait around all day to see everyone, and I wish we could break up our time with families and not have to see them all on Christmas Day and space out our time with them to different days. But I don't see that happening because if we travel all that way, how do we pick and choose who to see when we all live within when they all live within 15 minutes of each other? I guess I'm just looking for an outsider's opinion or thoughts or suggestions. It's a small problem in the big picture, but it's a huge stressor on my husband and I, and can definitely cause some tension or arguments between the two of us. Merry Christmas. I adore both of you. Well, we adore you too.
Yes, that is so hard. And I actually talk about this all the time to clients because when your whole family is in one area, which mine is, like all of our families are an hour apart away from each other, literally an hour from us, like basically like a sunshine, you know, it spreads out. It is so hard because the expectation is that you see everybody and it is a lot of driving and it is a lot of like, somebody is going to get the short end of the stick. Exactly like what she said, you're full and fussy and just over the day. Basically, that you can only eat so much and so many
it's
times.
It's also supposed to be an enjoyable day and it's just not enjoyable if you're trekking all over town.
Yeah.
Like, out of obligation.
Well, right. So we break ours up though. So Christmas Eve is done like here at my house with my family. And then Christmas Day is like with Mike's. And that works really well. That way you're not, again, driving everywhere. You know, you're splitting it up in the way. And this year and last year, we actually did the same thing with my brother where they were having to come. And now that they have a baby that's not even two, it's hard for them. And so we did that for that reason the last couple of years because it originally worked out. He was just sick. And then we were like, okay, crap. Well, that sucks. So we did a different day. We're like, oh, we like that because of what she's saying. Like, that is a lot.
Yeah.
But also the jealousy thing is a whole different level of like talking about, like, you can't.
But again, it's not fair for them to put that on you guys. I would say for me, the first two options that come to mind are you either discuss flip-flopping years, you know, discuss it with your husband. So your mom can get the evening shift mm-hmm. 1 year, and then the next year she's going to get the day shift, mm-hmm. and you just flip-flop like that. Or what about Thanksgiving? Like, where do you guys do Thanksgiving? If you do Thanksgiving with one set of parents, you know, maybe we do a trade-off that way. Maybe Thanksgiving is done with his mom mm-hmm. so that your mom can have Christmas Day. I don't know. Those are a couple options.
There's got to be a compromise. Yeah.
Yes,
I agree. You got to split it up. That way it's fair. You know,
Eve, like you said.
Yeah.
Eve is always more magical to me than Christmas Day.
God, the vibe is so high on Christmas Eve because it's the anticipation waiting mm-hmm. for Santa, especially, you know, with little kids and they're excited and you have to hurry home and get home early and do all that. And
yep.
It is a very magical day. But I also know, you know, church, you know, people go to the Christmas Eve service, which we always, you know, that kind of stuff. But I mean, I think what you said, you have to kind of compromise and flip flop. But the second layer of that, what I was saying is like the jealousy aspect, homegirl's got to get over that.
Yeah.
Like that's
her issue, not yours yeah. and not your husband's.
Uh-uh.
And I think you guys just have to decide what you want to do and just tell her and she's going to deal with it.
That's right. Yeah. That is hard though.
Okay. Next one. Holiday advice needed. I have a racist grandma who is like my mom. She raised me. I'm married to a Hispanic guy, which she doesn't know because she would disown me if I married him before he got his green card. We have a child together and are trying to raise him bilingual. I speak English to him and he speaks Spanish to him. Anytime he goes to her house, she gets annoyed to hear him speaking Spanish to our son, and she wants nothing to do with anything Mexican. It's getting so hard to handle because I feel I'm doing what's best for my son, and the racism is getting on my last nerve. How do I handle being at her house for Christmas?
I thought she said she hadn't met him.
Yeah, I'm confused. Hold on. Let me read this again.
Yeah.
I have a racist grandma who is like my mom because she raised me. I'm married to a Hispanic guy, which... Oh, I think she's saying she doesn't know that she's married to him. I think she thinks they're just together and have a child.
Okay.
But not that they got married so he could have his green card. I think that's what she's saying that grandma doesn't know. Here's the thing. Listen, I understand you have an emotional, like, attachment to this woman because she's family and she raised you. But, like, it's not like... Racism like this is not just like a little something to get on your nerves. Like, it's fucking bullshit.
And that's your husband. And your child. She cares about you. Right. And if she really cares about you, she is going to see that you're happy and that you are, if he treats you well, it doesn't matter. And that is the conversation. If you love me, I care about you. You care about me. I do care what you think. However, this is my husband and my kid.
Yeah.
You got to get over it. And if you can't, then you got to get out of our life.
Yeah.
I mean, as simple as that. What are you going to do? Just go around your grandma by yourself or like have that animosity? Absolutely not. Sorry. Mm-mm.
Yeah. No. I don't envy you in this position because that has to be really difficult, but it's pretty simple. I think you just have to say like, this is how it's going to be and we're not going to tolerate this. And if you want to continue to be in my life, I love you so much and I hope that's the choice you make, this is what I need from you.
If she loves you and cares about you, she needs to see that. Period
on that. Unwrap the first of many presents this season with Holidays on the House from DraftKings Casino. With hundreds of games, prizes, and promos, DraftKings Casino has everything on your list. Right now, new players who play $5 get $100 instantly in casino credits. What are you waiting for? Cozy up with all the classics like slots, blackjack, or roulette. Or play exclusive games you'll find only at DraftKings Casino to feel the holiday cheer all season long. Download the DraftKings Casino app now and sign up with promo code FAMOUS and play $5 to get $100 in casino credits. That's promo code FAMOUS only at DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 and up. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credit awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 7 days. Terms at casino.draftkings.com/holidaysonthehouse. Restrictions apply.
If you're busy and constantly on the go like me and Spencer, you need to try Mosh. It's a protein bar made for your brain. And this is take four, so I needed a Mosh bar before doing this. But as I was saying in the other takes, I'll go ahead and say it for this one because, you know, four times a charm. But we're Christmas shopping. We're working late hours. We're on the go. We're doing all the things. We need something to help and to
we're busy.
Eat.
We're busy bees, barely hanging on.
I'm not hanging on, actually. I'm just flopping around like a fish on the side of the road or pond or bank of whatever.
No fish out of water seems about
there
right.
There we go. Yep. With six delicious flavors, each Mosh Bar includes 12 grams of protein and is made with ingredients that support brain health like ashwagandha, lion's mane, collagen, and omega-3s. At 160 calories and only 1 gram of sugar, Mosh protein bars are the guilt-free snack your brain and body will crave. So I love anything lemon flavored. Last week I was sharing those lemon almonds.
Those lemon almonds
are so good.
They're the best
they are.
Ones. Anybody who says otherwise is a liar.
Oh, I agree. And then but they have a lemon white chocolate crunch.
So good.
It is so freaking good. And again, like I try to be mindful of like sugar and all that kind of stuff. So if I'm craving something sweet, especially if I'm like on my period, which I just got off of, which I feel like I always am freaking on my period, these are great because I'm not trying to like totally go crazy on a Reese cup, but a Mosh bar does the trick.
It's like a little treat and it's good for you.
It is.
It's a win-win.
It is. And then also if y'all like blueberry, do the blueberry almond crunch. Actually, what about those mixed together? Blueberry and we need to do our taste test, like you said.
Yes.
We're going to make a reel and do a taste test.
That's a good idea.
That's what we're going to do.
Don't settle for a mediocre snack when you can nourish your body and mind with the fuel it needs to succeed. So whether you're at the gym, on the go, or just living your best life, Mosh protein bars will keep your brain and body fit, fueled, and feeling good. Head to moshlife.com/famous to save 20% off plus free shipping on your first 6-count trial pack. That's 20% off plus free shipping on your first 6-count trial pack, which includes all 6 mouthwatering flavors, including that lemon deliciousness. moshlife.com/famous. Okay. Next submission. How to deal with my boyfriend's ex-wife / baby mama. Things with him and I are so wonderful. He is perfect. I don't know why I am so bothered by her, because she really hasn't done anything to make me feel that way. We're around each other because of the kids. Obviously, I'm not her favorite person, but I need to get the hell over it, and I just can't. Laughy face emoji. I've been married too before. I just need to chill. I mean, I guess if she's not really doing anything to you and you're not really doing anything to her, I'm not sure what the problem
no,
is.
No, that's that's a high school like mindset, I feel like.
I think maybe you need to go on BetterHelp.
Mm-hmm. Use code famous. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
No, I mean, yeah, I think that's just something you're going to have to get over, girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, that's a,
it's the mother of his children.
Yeah. And I know I was the same way, like in Florida, like when I was dating in my 20s, I did not want to date somebody with a kid because I didn't want to deal with it.
Well, let's just say, you know what you're signing up mm-hmm. for if you get in a relationship right. with somebody with children, yeah. right? Like, unless it's the very rare circumstance where there's not a father or a mother in the picture on the other side of it.
Yeah, but you typically still, you have that conversation like, yes, you know, I have my kids 50% of the time, right. whatever. But yeah, I made a conscious decision because I didn't want to deal with it for baby mama drama purposes or baby daddy drama. I mean, it could be anybody, but that is tough. But yeah, if they're not harming you and they're cool, you got to keep your distance. And listen, I know people that got to deal with the crazy side of the other person. I don't envy that for people. No. And I feel so bad for some of the times that these women make the other person's lives hell. And uh-huh. I hear about it. I'm like, I would have a hard time with that. So don't be that person, which I'm not saying you are, but like, don't be that person. But if she's just like annoying or whatever, and you just,
I think you just gotta suck it up and play yeah. nice. Especially, I don't know how old the kids are, but kids are not.
Plus you got the man.
Kids are, well, that's true. But kids are not dense. They're going to pick mm-mm. up on the, if there's like hostility and resentment, and you want to come out smelling like roses. So even if she's shit talking you in front of her kids in her house.
Yeah, they'll see that.
Let them hear her shit talking you, but you have nothing but nice things to say about her. Just take the high road on this yeah. one.
Pull and a just smile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's the move. My dad and stepmom have been distant, have been distant, I think is what you meant to say, the last couple of years. We have probably seen them 5 times in the last 2 years, and yet 2 of my sisters, my stepmom's children, see them a couple times a month. We only live 30 minutes away, so distance really isn't an issue. My husband decided 4 to 5 months ago that we would not be going to Christmas with them this year because we were done and making a stance. Tired of there always being an excuse on why they can't come to anything that we host, even our kids' birthdays. Last October, my dad reached out and said that he's sorry and ready to start building our relationship again, but hasn't made much of an effort. My husband is still standing his ground on not going over there on Christmas. I want to stand with him, but I'm feeling torn. It's tough because it's been a surface relationship for a while, and I want to rebuild, but I also don't want to cause any issues in my own household over going over there for Christmas. Please help.
Oh, that's so hard, because if someone wanted to distance themselves from me or my family, I would let them. Like, if I try and try and you keep doing that, dad, mom,
yeah.
brother. I mean, I say that, and I would probably try harder than I would like the average person. But if I'm trying in a relationship or a friendship or a family relationship and it's not being reciprocated, sorry, not at the place in my life. This last year, I have matched energy, and it's going to happen mm-hmm. in 2024, and you need to do the same. You got to match people's energy, because you pull away, peace, I'm pulling away too.
Yeah.
And that's what, I mean. And if he says he wants to make a difference and want to try and he's not trying, then those words hold no value.
I think if it were me, and this is again just me, because I'm on board with what Wendy's also saying, I would be like, okay, in a show of good faith, I'm going to come for Christmas, but I'm going to make it known that I expect a visit soon or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then if that doesn't happen come January, if he's seeing, you know, your two stepsisters twice a month and you don't see him, you see him zero times in January, then I'm done.
The writing's on the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think if he's saying he wants to rebuild, he's putting the words out there. I mean, he's got to talk, you know, walk
the walk. Yeah.
But I think if you don't show up for Christmas, I don't know. I would kind of, that's how I would kind of phrase it to my husband if I was trying to reason with him. Be like, listen, I just want a show of good faith that he's mm-hmm. going to put some action behind his words. Now, if he's telling you that he wants to rebuild your relationship 6 months ago and he hasn't done anything, then that's different.
So I'm saying, yeah, if somebody's saying something and not acting on that, your words only hold so much. And especially if it's not like a distance thing and he's still making efforts in other areas. Again, I say that, and I know myself. I know I would try harder for like my family, mm-hmm. but I do really believe in matching people's energy. Period.
I mean, we're too old at this point to like overextend ourselves.
Yeah.
To get nothing in return.
Too tired to do it. That's what I've been telling people. I don't have the energy.
All right, next one. My boyfriend's mom is very, very, very political. In the past year we've been dating, almost every single time I've been around her, she brings up her views in some capacity. What she doesn't know is that my family and I have the complete opposite views as she does. The very people she's talking shit about are exactly describing my family and I. I was raised in a Christian home. I still sing on the worship team at my church, and I would say I lean more conservative on certain issues. I try to see both sides on everything, so I'm not polarized one way. Well, she brings up her left views every single time I'm with her. It's not just me. My boyfriend says she does it with absolutely everybody. My question is, there is a certain topic she discusses that I do have a very strong stance on, and it bothers me how much she bashes my stance without knowing that I believe that. I don't want to ever discuss politics with her, honestly, out of fear that she'd make my boyfriend break up with me or something, because she's that extreme. I respect her views, and I would never, ever argue with her, but it makes me very uncomfortable every time she brings it up, because I do have my convictions about certain things, and I don't think it's fair that I always have to feel the need to nod my head or pretend to agree. If she can speak her mind so freely all the time, shouldn't I also be able to? It's rocky waters.
I got to deal with that like every day at work sometimes. You know what I mean? Like when people are talking about stuff and it might be offensive to me. That's why I'm very cautious about how I say things. I do hate that we live in a world that people talk about someone as a whole and they don't realize, like, you might be talking to somebody. But I know somebody that lost a friend of like 20 some years when they found out how they were voting. And it's like, if she likes you without knowing where you stand and you're a good person and y'all have a good relationship, there's no reason why someone should cut ties based on your political views. Also, there's a time and a place for that. Well, that's what it used to be. And honestly, right now, it's just not. It does suck, though, that you feel so buried that you can't even like have that conversation or just voice your opinion on where you stand. But also, if you feel like she's that extreme, well, probably isn't worth it.
There are some people, not just about politics, all different kinds of topics. There are just people that you cannot reason with or rationalize with. And she sounds like she's probably one of those people. So it really wouldn't matter if it was politics or something else.
Yeah.
She's going to feel how she feels. But honestly, I would just excuse myself from the room.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're really, wait until you get the ring. And once you guys are married, then you can be like, you know what, Susan, I really don't feel like talking politics with you. I don't like the way that you present your viewpoints. You don't have, still not even saying that you disagree.
Yeah.
You're just saying, I don't like the way you present your viewpoints. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, for now, though, I wouldn't engage. Like, I would not listen when she goes in. I would excuse myself from the room every single time. And I would not be caught dead alone in a car with her or doing mm-hmm. anything one-on-one. I mean, it really sucks, but I don't know that there's a easy fix to navigate.
No, that. I don't think there is. And I don't even know.
Curious how your boyfriend feels about it.
Yeah. I wonder if he's the same as she is. I'm assuming they are. If that's, usually that works out better than being totally different than your spouse.
Yeah.
But I wonder if his mom knows that, let's say hypothetically he believes the same way. I wonder if she knows that.
Yeah, I don't know.
That would be very interesting to know.
For her to be so extreme, but then very different from this person, like, where does the boyfriend stand?
I know. Man, whew, politics, boy. I'd be ruining families.
Really, though. But that is how I would handle it.
That's so hard, yeah.
All right, next one. My boyfriend's mom is a very kind lady. She recently asked my boyfriend if I say the F word a lot. He said, no, I really don't cuss a ton. He has only heard me say it on one hand. Well, she mentions how the Christmas gift she's getting me has the F word on it. In the past, for birthdays and other things, my parents have gotten my boyfriend very nice gifts that he has mentioned to me he wanted, or gift cards to his favorite places. For my birthday, his mom got me a weird kit with peace signs on it, an evil eye bracelet, etc. I told my boyfriend for Christmas to tell her just to get me a gift card or something small. She doesn't have to even get me anything. I just hate feeling like I have to fake that I like something and wear it around her so she doesn't feel like I don't like her gift. Why can't she just ask my boyfriend what to get me? I don't know. Maybe I'm being dramatic and ungrateful. Just curious why on earth she'd think I'd want something with fuck on it when I really don't think I come across that way.
Oh, my God. I mean, honestly.
I wonder if it's like a mug. Like, what else could it be? What else is going to say
pins,
fuck on it?
Like pins or a coffee. I mean, a candle. I got you one, a candle one time. Yeah. Remember that?
I just feel like. That, like, that's a weird, if you're not sure someone's gonna like really like it or understand the humor.
Also, maybe your boyfriend could be like, hey, Sarah, whatever her name is, so-and-so mentioned she wanted a couple gift cards, like one to Target, one to Amazon. Why don't you get her the Target one and I'll get the Amazon? Like, just do something like that.
Yeah, I think your boyfriend needs to intervene somewhere along the way. Because
I'm with you, girl. I don't want no junk. Listen, I'm a gift card girly. People shit on a gift card. I'm like, stop, because I love a gift card. I understand it's not fun to give, but do it real cute. Wrap it up real cute. Yeah. Do something with that. But maybe your boyfriend could like mention to her like, hey, she's been asking for this, but I'm actually going to get her that. Why don't you get her that?
The worst is like Robbie's mom, bless her heart. Oh, I'm going to have to tell Robbie not to listen to this with her in the car because he does that sometimes.
Oh.
She has gotten me like very nice, like expensive gifts before that I just really don't like. They're not my style at all. And it's like, oh my God, then it feels even worse because I know she's dropped like all this money to buy me these like very nice gifts that I
like will clothing, you mean?
Like bags and jewelry and things that I'll never wear and I'll never carry. They're just not my style. Mm-hmm. Like she went to Italy and she bought me all this stuff and came back and I was like, I'm never going to touch any of this. Like, I just like, it feels bad. And it's like, but I'm that way with people across the board. I'm really bad at receiving gifts because it's like, unless it's something that I've told you that I want or something specific, like, just don't give me anything. It's okay. Like,
yeah.
I love to give gifts.
Yeah.
And I like receiving gifts. But gifts that I want.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Maybe it's more of like, you know, when you get what you want, you're like, all right, cool. Yeah. Again, we're not at a phase. I don't want junk. Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to mean, listen, this is your daily reminder. I'm going to post this on my stories too, actually. This is your daily reminder. Do not buy the coffee mug in your hand. Put it down. Nobody wants it. Nobody wants the coffee mug. Nobody needs another coffee mug. Do not buy it.
Yeah. No tchotchkes. Like, just don't get your friends tchotchkes. It's not nice. No.
Teachers don't want them
either.
Are they
your friends or not?
Right. No.
But yes, I definitely say talk to your boyfriend, have him intervene, be like, I don't want your mom spending money on things for me that I like.
I don't want the ugly evil eye bracelet.
That I'm not going to use or wear, like, you know, the next time a gift giving celebration.
It sometimes, sounds like that. Sometimes it is a celebration.
That should be the name of this episode.
Celebrations.
But the next time a gift-giving celebration comes about, just say like, hey, can you intervene here? Like, can you just suggest like a gift card or something? Yeah, definitely. I think that's the move.
Yep.
My brother and sister-in-law live 4 hours away. My son is 16 weeks old, and they've come to visit us one time since he was born. Not once has either of them texted or called to ask how he's doing. Not that they call or text us ever anyway, but we always have to initiate any contact. And they only visited because my mother-in-law made them. They are coming for Christmas, and my mother-in-law expects us to basically drop everything and spend our entire Christmas weekend with them. My husband and I are planning to limit how much time we spend since it's our first Christmas, the three of us, and we have a small baby with a nap schedule that we are trying to work with, but I know my mother-in-law is going to give us grief for it. She is a big guilt tripper. I've put my foot down before, and it's always a huge deal, and she's super dramatic. Thankfully, my husband and I are always on the same page. Any advice on how to handle it? I'll let you take this one. You've had a baby.
Yeah. I feel like obviously you can't control someone else, whether they want to be in your life or not in your life, whatever. And having a kid involved in any travel is a lot. The way that we've always done it, like with my brother, like I had the baby for a long time and they kind of came to us more, you know, and then when they had a baby, we went to them or, you know, we did more at their house to kind of convenience them. But also, if people don't want to, like, I don't want to say be around your kid. It's not even like that. I mean, she's 4 hours away, right? That's a hike.
Yes, they live 4 hours away.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot. But, like, if someone doesn't want to, like, overly try to accommodate or be, like, I just feel like it's a, considerate thing. Like, you have to be considerate with other people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, 16 weeks, so he's 4 months. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not trying to be a jerk. I feel like a 4 hour drive trip to see a baby that's a lump at that age in 4 months, that's not completely unreasonable. I guess it kind of depends on what you're
like. Babies, though, people do visit a lot, you know, like because it is a little fresh baby. I mean, he's not going to be.
They drive 4 hours?
Maybe.
Let me tell you what, I'm not driving 4 hours to see anybody's baby.
Me and my best friend did.
Not more than once. I would drive to see once. I was going to say,
me and my best friend, like, definitely went and saw each other's kids. You know, like, that's not.
I mean, Robbie's cousin lives 10 minutes from us, and I've seen her baby once. And it was when Brooks was a brand new puppy. So it was over the summer.
Yeah.
And we live 10 minutes away.
Yeah. I guess if you're close, I mean, it depends on how close you are with the person, you know? Like, my brother, if it were my brother and they live 3-4 hours away. Actually, duh, I lived in Florida. I came home every month. I came home for the birth of both of their kids.
I would never do that.
And I came home every, ask my mama. I drove home.
I believe you.
And flew home to come see that baby. Yeah, sure did. But I think it depends on the situation, honestly. What was she even asking us? Give her the advice. Are we mad at him or not? Is that what we're asking?
No. I think she was just saying that they're going to be limiting, they're not spending every waking moment with them that they're in town, like mother-in-law would probably want. Yeah. They're limiting their time because they've got a nap schedule, blah, blah, blah. And she just knows that her mother-in-law is going to give them grief about, like, limiting their time with the family.
Girl,
and
I think, like,
you need to do what's best for you. Everybody's going to get over it.
Yep, 100%.
But also, like, don't be super mad at them because, like, I'm a great auntie, but I'm not driving 4 hours to see a baby once a month.
No, I mean.
Or once every other month.
Yeah.
Maybe once every 4 months.
Well, considering you haven't even seen the kid that they just had that's right on the road.
Yeah.
No, I think it's just different. I mean,
also, what am I supposed to do with it? Just sit there and hold it?
Yes.
No, that baby's not going to remember
me. My grandparents came and saw Fisher every single week his entire life, like as a baby. Like, they still come over all the time.
But they probably got joy out of that.
Yeah, they probably did. I'm just saying it's not unheard of for people to do that.
No, sure,
what I'm saying.
I know
people
that.
Do that. I mean, just if they do want to see the baby or whatever, but also you can't be glued for that girls that she wrote in. Like, obviously, no. I mean, I wouldn't glue myself to one person anyway. I'd be making some rounds. I'm like, dang, y'all 4 hours away or whatever. I don't even know what we're talking about.
I'm just saying, like, don't, like, hate them because they haven't come to see your baby.
No, of course not. Don't hate anybody. Again, damn, match their energy. If we're going there, we'll go there. That's the dang move. I'm just kidding. I'm like, he doesn't even remember you.
I mean, they don't. No. What do babies actually remember? Nothing.
Probably not.
I feel like they don't really have, like, real memory where, like, core memory, like, where they'll remember it later until they're at least, like, preschool, right? I remember preschool.
I remember preschool. I mean, I remember weird stuff when I was 2 and 3. And my mom was like, how do you know that? Like the layout of my house, the bathroom, yeah. where my crib was, like really specific things. And she's like, how do you remember that? I'm like, I have no idea. But it's not like, I don't remember when I was 8 months old getting my diaper changed and the wipe was cold. And I was like, whew, got me. Like, I don't remember that. Like, it's fine.
Core memory.
Right. I mean, it's definitely safe that the baby is not going to be mad at you.
Right.
Like, show up with a box next year for Christmas and they're gonna love you for the freaking box. You don't even put a toy in it. Trust and believe. Wrap up a box. They're gonna be so pumped. It's not that serious.
This is spoken though by somebody who has no kids, because trust and believe, if I had a kid and somebody didn't want to come see it, I'd be pissed.
You're like, you suck. You're dead to us. He does not like you anymore.
Like, call me a hypocrite. That is who I am.
The family tree branch, yours broke off. Bye.
That is who I am. Hypocrite at my core.
Yeah.
Green Chef is a CCOF certified meal kit company. Green Chef makes eating well easy with plans to fit every lifestyle, whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, or just looking to eat more balanced meals. Green Chef offers a range of recipes to suit your preferences. Eating clean should never be boring, especially during the holiday season. Feel your best and satisfy your cravings with adventurous eats made nutritious. Discover new, exciting flavors with recipes that feature certified organic fruits and vegetables, sustainably sourced seafood, and unique farm-fresh ingredients like tart cherries, truffle zest, and rainbow carrots. Eat clean the easy way with recipes that help manage your weight and support your wellness goals without skimping on flavor. Power through the bustling holiday season with their convenient step-by-step recipes, including wholesome dinners ready in 30 minutes or less, and over 35% of their recipes, which can be made in 25 minutes or less. And that's not all. Save time with 10-minute lunches, grab-and-go breakfast, ready-to-eat snacks, and bundles from Green Market. Plus, cut down on meal prep with pre-portioned and prepped ingredients, including pre-measured sauces, spices, and dressings delivered right to your door. And if there is one thing that we can tell you, it is that time is of the essence. Mm-hmm. We got no time.
Ain't none.
We need everything in our lives to be right now. Right. Immediate gratification, fast and easy.
And you're about to see your Aunt Gretel, so we got to be trimming it up, you know, right before we see her for the holidays.
I will give anybody $20 if you tell me you've got an actual Aunt Gretel.
If you have an Aunt Gretel, oh, bless.
Oh, crazy. But yeah. Green Chef, they've got great recipes. We've worked with HelloFresh before, who owns Green Chef. We're just big fans of the whole concept.
Yeah, the simpler the better. I love that it's all like pre-done for you. Like you said, we just don't have extra time. And I know a lot of people are like that. So you get it to your doorstep and literally throw it in a pan.
And the food's actually good, right. Like good as in tasty, and also good for you, which is just a bonus.
Yeah, no, it's great. Y'all can go to greenchef.com/60basically and use code 60basically to get 60% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. greenchef.com/60basically and use code 60basically to get 60% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. The number one meal kit for eating well.
Let's face it, the holidays are stressful. Boy, are we feeling that stress. Under our reindeer sweaters, we're stress sweating about gifts, cooking, and whatever that one opinionated uncle is about to say next.
Or Aunt Gretel.
Luckily, no matter how stressful it gets, we can all still smell incredible with Lumi. No need to be taking people out with your body stench, you know? I've been using Lumi now for, I mean, how long have they been sponsoring the show? We tried the product and we're
a lot of months.
Yes, yeah. We need to talk about this with our listeners.
And we've hit all seasons, I think, with them. So now we can totally testify, y'all. We can tell you what it's like.
The wipes are my go-to. I always have the wipes on me because sometimes just a little swipe, yeah. Especially you big
never know.
You big titty bitches, you gotta get in there, clean it up, because there's nothing worse than like smelling the ripeness of tit sweat on your bra. So
that
the wipes
sounds like you need Lumi.
You do. Let me tell you, Lumi does the trick. It can be used full body, which is unlike any other deodorant that I've ever used. It is really, I mean, it's safe to use anywhere on your body. Pits, under boobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet. Wherever you stink, you can use Lumi.
All of it. Your whole entire body.
All of the above.
Every crevice.
It's created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours, which is crazy. How, you ask? Unlike some deodorants that try to mask odor with a fragrance, Lumi is formulated and powered by mandelic acid to stop odor before it starts. So it's more like a pre-deodorant, if you will. It is free of baking soda and parabens, pH balanced for safe use below the belt, and clinically proven to control body odor better than a shower and soap alone. 12 hours after a shower, the average person has an odor level of a 6 out of 10. With Lumi, the average odor is a 0 out of 10. That's a win.
That is a win. Dang. Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like you can get the mini body wash and deodorant wipes like Spencer was talking about, and free shipping. We love the free shipping. As a special offer for our listeners, new customers get $5 off Lumi starter pack with our exclusive code FAMOUS and LINK. And for a limited time, returning customers can get $5 off their next purchase of $30 or more, too. Use code FAMOUS at LumiDeodorant.com, LumiDeodorant.com. Thank you, Lumi, for sponsoring this holiday season, and smell a whole lot better. I really want to sing LumiDeodorant. I added vowels in there to hit the beat, though.
I was going to say, yeah, that's definitely.
That's okay. But you know what?
L-U-M-E-D-E-O-R-D-O-R-A-N-T. Now y'all can spell it. LumiDeodorant.
.com. But really, thank you, Lumi. Now we don't stink. We suck, though.
Okay, this one is short and sweet. I've been separated for a year. My divorce is final on the 18th, but I've been dating someone for about 4 months. Do we exchange gifts? How do I bring it up?
Oh,
that's a good one.
Man, that is a good one. And you know what? I talk about this all the time, like my clients that are still dating or friends. It's like so awkward when you are dating somebody. It's like, okay, there's no real like month threshold, I don't think, that you should or shouldn't get someone a gift. You might be a little more advanced in your relationship at 3 months and y'all are having good big conversations about like future stuff. You know, age does come into play. If you're like 18, you ain't getting nothing.
Also dating, I feel like dating like when you're a little older and like post-divorce is a lot different than dating in your early 20s, right?
Yeah, like, if you have a career too and you can afford something. If you're in your early 20s, I'm spending that on happy hour.
And relationships move faster when you're older because you have a better sense of like who you are and what you're looking for and what you're not looking for. So it's just, it's a different pace. I feel like four months in like your 30s dating somebody is like 10 months in your 20s dating somebody. Right.
4 months in dog years is like a lot.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I agree with
dog
that.
Dog year dating.
Dog year dating. Golden years. Golden years. Man, the Golden Bachelor really zoomed on through. But I would like bring it up in a joking way and be like,
I would ask him for his Christmas list.
Yeah.
Be like, what's on your Christmas list this year? Mrs. Claus is asking.
And if, oh, that's what my shirt says.
Oh, Mrs. Claus?
I'm not actually asking, but she is.
That's what I would do. I'd make like a cute joke.
Yeah. Be like, what do you want? And if he's like, you, be like, you already got me. I wear it says, four in my ring.
Here's all my sizes. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's the way to do it. If I was a guy and I was dating somebody, I would legit get them a Ring doorbell and be like, what? And I would get on a knee and everything outside right when they opened the front door, and I would open the door and I'd pull out a screwdriver and be like, where do you mean to install it?
Pull out a screwdriver? You should probably think you're going to die.
And then it's a Ring doorbell.
Love it.
And then the ring. Oh, God. Like, that'd be so awkward.
You said you wanted a ring.
You said you wanted a ring, baby. This is a 4-carat Ring doorbell. I thought you said doorbell. I didn't know you meant like a diamond. I got you 4 carats for the reindeer and a freaking ring. Good. Yeah, girl. Listen, just ask for that gift. Be like, I'm trying to get me a gift card. I wear a size Target gift card.
I want us to do that on a reel.
What?
the ring
scenario.
That would be so funny. Why did that? Like, oh my God. My brain, y'all, is
we'll throw on some wigs.
Hell yeah.
I'm here for it.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Backward baseball cap.
I love it. I love it.
We'll whip out the mustache filter.
100%.
Here for it.
Brock.
All right. How do I convince my siblings to come celebrate Christmas with my mother, who is very sick and sadly probably won't see next Christmas because they are absent and do not give a crap?
You don't.
Yeah.
Let them be absent and don't and be POSs.
But I also think like there's two sides to it, right? Like there's just speaking from my own perspective. Mm-hmm. I don't have a relationship with my mom, mm-hmm. and there's a lot that most of my family has no idea has transpired, and I look bad. I look like the asshole.
Right.
And they just don't know, and it's not their business to know, and mm-hmm. I'm not going to share, like, things that have happened. So there's two sides to every story. I think there's probably, I mean, I don't know. There could be, let's just say, there could be a reason they don't want a relationship with your mom.
And does your mom, well, if your mom is aware of that, like what if the mom doesn't have a great relationship either? You know what I mean? Like if the mom wouldn't want them there, you don't bring them there because if she's not gonna, you don't want her to have her last Christmas like that. Does it say?
That's what I was double checking, but she doesn't say that the mom necessarily wants them there.
Just, right. So if the mom doesn't, you don't, you know, if it's going to bring toxicity into her last potential Christmas, I'm sorry. I would not bring someone like that around. But like what you're saying, let's say that they don't know or like other people don't know and they just look like an asshole, then okay, fine. Maybe.
I'm just saying like you never know. Yeah. There's a reason and there might not be. Maybe they are just really
pieces of shit. Ask your mom what she wants.
I agree.
Ask her what her dream Christmas would be and let her tell you. And if it's all her kids being together on Christmas, then do that for her. Suck it up. Reach out and be like, can y'all please?
Yeah.
I know
plead your case.
I know y'all are assholes or whatnot. But
I know. Y'all
but we're just going to have a celebration for our mother. And I need y'all to just listen, get some Lumi so you're not the biggest piece of shit in the room. And come here and be well.
For an hour.
For 1 hour. Make this.
That's all it takes.
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah. Agreed.
That's really sad. That Christmas shoes always pops in my head. Can that I buy these shoes for my mama, please? It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. That hits me in my gut and will bring a grown man to his knees.
It's a terrible song.
I love that song. Mm-mm. Match with a video.
You love it?
I have been.
You want to listen to that song?
I have been wrecked on TikTok watching. Yes, Spencer. Yes, honey. Yes.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Do you listen to it? Do you hear the story of the song?
Yeah. Oh my God. It's depressing as shit.
It is. But life can be that way. It's a very sweet message in the undertone of the song. And it's just the person's making their mother's Christmas so special because it's her last one. And that's what she wanted. Her Christmas shoes. Like, oh my God, that is so precious. Wow. Are you a Grinch?
No, I just believe in self-preservation.
No. Mm-mm, that song is very precious.
I always say, like, my life is depressing enough. I don't need to listen to songs or watch shows
you look at it.
That make me sad.
That well, is not that is really how I look at it. I know, but I'm saying the song itself is really not depressing. It is very sad that the person is passing.
Correct. You're right.
But it's a beautiful message behind the song. But, you know, I'm a psycho and I like to cry and listen. No, really, I do. I just talked about this recently. Like, I like to listen to music even when I'm really sad and be emo about it. And I'll be getting a good cry in and keep doing that to myself. I don't know. I love that. I like to feel music. That's why I wish I could sing. I'd be a bomb ass songwriter.
Can I do too, but you know, Christmas time, I just can't do it.
I know, but it's okay.
Can't do
don't
it.
Listen to that song. Caller number 9. Don't do that.
Caller number 9. All right. And then there's one more here that just got like lost in the fold.
Lost in the mail.
Yeah. I've had two.
In the fold?
Yeah, isn't that what it is?
I don't
know. Lost in the fold?
I don't know.
Is that not the phrase?
Probably. I don't know. I was thinking of the Lumi again because we were just talking about folds. Fold in the deodorant instead of the cheese. That should be our ad reel. Fold in the. You got to lay on a table though. Let me lift your boob up.
There you go. You would be amazed at how much they weigh. I really want to get like a kitchen scale and just flop a titty on it.
Oh my God.
I think easy 10 pounds each.
Not the 10 pound boulder holder.
I really think they might be 10 pounds.
Holy moly.
It's like two hands isn't even enough to hold it. I got to get a breast reduction. I've had two job changes this year. Been in my current position for 4 months, but the environment is super toxic. Is it bad to pursue a new job this quickly?
No.
Bye. Easy answer.
Yeah.
Put yourself out there.
Wow. We really are thriving. Quit the show. We both didn't even take a breath. We're like, nope.
Bye.
F them. Go. Bye. No. But I do believe, I am a firm believer, you and I have talked about this, I am a firm believer, life is too short, and we spend so much time at work, you have to enjoy your job. I will die on that hill.
Yeah.
Every time, because it is, and I know it's not that easy because you have bills to pay and money to bring in, but I do believe that like your mindset and protecting that peacefulness you feel, resenting and waking up every day not wanting to go to work. No. That, you're starting your day like that every day. That's not worth it, sis.
Get with a recruiter. They'll be able to,
get with the program.
Coach you on how to answer the question about why you're looking for a new position so fast, blah, blah, blah.
And it's okay to be honest and be like, this is not the work environment for me. Yeah. I'm not a job hopper. I really wanted to love this job. As you can see in my past career or past jobs, I stayed for a while, but outside of that, they'll understand. I would prefer someone to be honest with me than be lying about it.
Amen. All right. Amen. We had a few in the submission box you were going to read too.
Oh yeah, we did, didn't we? Oh, I got to work now.
Yeah. Now it's my turn. Ooh. Actually, I've got to pee. Should I pause?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to pause.
Okay.
We're back.
We're back, Jack.
Feeling better.
Okay, man, we have some good submissions in the old question box. Dusting that off. We haven't used one of these in a while. I have a strong dislike for this is from the question box because my mother-in-law is going to listen to this. It ain't me. Not it being taken out of context. Okay, this person says, I have a strong dislike for my mother-in-law. I want to put a huge amount of laxative in her drink. Oh boy, we need more around this. Why do we not like the mother-in-law? And I heard Visine does the trick. Don't do it. I'm not a doctor.
Damn.
That's tough.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I would probably advise against Visine because I feel like if you're causing any kind of bodily harm, there could be like, repercussions for that.
For sure.
But yeah, I mean, listen, fuck her.
Literally, that's what I'm saying. Give us some context. Why don't we like her? Do we just not like her because she's annoying? Do we not like her because she's a bitch? Like, does she talk about you? Does she poke the bear? What is she doing?
We're already on your side. We don't like her either. Mm-hmm. But we don't like her. We want some more color around that.
That's right. Just a horror story of my mother-in-law offering that they'll sleep over at my house when they live 15 minutes away. In the words of Randy Johnson, it's a no from me, dog.
Listen, what is with... I'm telling you, we had this talk a few weeks ago about mother-in-laws versus father-in-laws. I'm telling you, the mother-in-laws are crazy.
They are crazy. There's
something in the water.
No, they've always been like that. Mother and sons, yes, I didn't disagree, but it's strange. There's some crazy people out there for sure. This person said, let them. Mel Robbins, just let them do this and say that. Just let them and don't stress. So I guess the mindset, she's saying just let them. So,
honestly, I feel that because it's like it's the match your energy.
Exactly.
If that's how they want to be, then let them be. If your siblings don't want to, if they want to be assholes and not come see your mom on her last Christmas, that's their prerogative. That's a guilt they'll have to live with for the rest of their life.
Exactly what I was going to say. Absolutely. That's where we were going with the thought of that. It's like, if they want that and it is, if the mother would like them there and that's where they're at, cool, then go do that. Just let them stay away and let them live with that guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Like I said before, exclamation point. That doesn't work.
No cap.
No cap. How to deal with a mother and a mill who both want you at the same... Oh, okay. How to deal with the mother and the mother-in-law that both want you at the same time. We already addressed that earlier. It seems like a lot of people have the same issue. You have to split it. Divide the time up and make it fair and alternate. So if one gets the earlier part of the day, then the next year they get the later half of the day. But, vice versa.
Also, I think that it comes to a point, and this is where, our family is. Like, if you want to be a part of the celebrations, we pick one home and everybody goes to that one home, and that is where we do everything.
I say that every single year to people, because that's what we do. Yeah. We have one house for my brother's, my mom's side, and one house for Mike's, because you're right. Otherwise,
We do. Like Christmas, Robbie's, we do it at Robbie's aunt and uncle's house. The cousins come, their spouses, families come. Like that, it is one house. Yeah. Like if everybody lives in town, there's no reason people should be running all over.
No.
And it's like, if they want to do their own thing at their own home and forego, okay, fine. Don't come to the big celebration. We'll meet up with you another day and we'll celebrate that.
Right.
That is fine. Like at some point we just have to make our lives a little easier and actually be able to enjoy the holidays and not drive ourselves mad with like the logistics of everything.
Right. There's a certain level of chaos that is fun and the hustle, but there's also a certain point where it's not worth it anymore, and don't get to that point. No. Like, just do not.
I feel like when you're like that too, when you're go, 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 go all day and you don't actually get to enjoy the day, the come down from that, like the come down post-holiday sucks as it is, but it's so much worse when it's...
And you're like frazzled. That. You have no patience. You're snapping at people. And then you're fighting with your mom over the turkey. And then, you know, whatever. I don't even know. Okay. This one is a in-laws terrible cooking and smoking in the house.
Absolutely not.
My husband is over it too. You ain't smoking in my house. No.
Why somebody would want to smoke in their house
is in 2023
beyond me.
Right. We haven't done that since Ruby Tuesday 1993. What are you doing? What are you doing?
There was a girl that I went to high school with, and I will never forget the first time I walked into her house. It was the one and only time I ever went over to her house, and I walked in and it was a wall of stale cigarette smell and cat piss.
Ooh, but the cat piss too. Nice.
Yeah, it was a double whammy. Honestly, and as bad as cat urine smells,
it smelled better than the cigs.
It was nothing compared to that. I don't even know how to describe the stale. It wasn't like fresh, stinky cigarettes. It's that caked in, stale, old smell. And unless you have smelled it, there's no way to describe it. It is so foul.
Yeah.
And I just cannot understand how anybody would want.
But it used to be so normal back in the day. I mean, you didn't even think twice about it. You know, you walked in and there was wood paneling and cigarette smoke and you just went with it and with your windbreaker. But you know what? Maybe windbreakers didn't harbor the smell as much. It repelled them a little.
Must you have. Know?
That cigarette didn't.
I'd love to bring windbreakers back.
Ooh, no, a juicy suit? Y'all better hope I don't find my hot pink juicy suit. Y'all better hope. These streets ain't ready for that.
I had so many fucking sets of that stupid-ass jumpsuit.
Man, oh, man.
Every color, man. Couldn't
tell me nothing.
And I'd wear it with my door knocker earrings and my white sneakers.
Mm. Listen, I still wear a big hoop. And I know, the bigger the hoop, the bigger the hoe. And I don't care. I still wear a big old hoop. Love that with a little bun. Oh my God. Little white ponytail. Wore it the other day and was feeling myself. And somebody said, "Where'd you get them earrings, girl?" I was like, "Target."
And you know what's funny? I love a hoop. And you never see people wear hoops like that anymore.
I wear a hoop every day. My Huggies are little ones too.
Well, but I'm just saying, like, the big, like, it used to be like a look, right? Yeah. Like everybody wore hoops. I feel like people don't wear big hoops anymore.
Because people start calling them hoes with a hoops. Big hoop. And I'm like, I don't care. They're so cute. They're so cute.
If it wasn't touching my collarbone, it wasn't big enough.
Right. They're so classy. Now, I never did get on board with the old name in the middle of them. But they also didn't make Wendy. I didn't have a name.
I had one pair that I had custom made. And it was like, I loved those things.
I could never find Wendy. Couldn't find Wendy. I'm like, those, you read it fast enough and your hair's down, they wouldn't have known it didn't say Wendy.
Those and my Spencer nameplate necklace. I will never forget when I got my first nameplate necklace. Mm-hmm. I was like, I will never let this go. Mm-mm. Because of course, then too, like, no, there were no girls named Spencer. Now there's a lot more of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. We stand united.
I had the monogram, all the little plate necklace, the monograms and the ring. I still have my ring. I don't know what happened to my necklace. But anyways, this isn't about me. This is about people's holiday drama.
The girl that wrote in about the boyfriend's mom getting the F word on, they apparently, okay, she wrote in too. Okay, boundaries. It's okay to say no. Yes.
Uh-huh.
We had several of these. And absolutely, and it ties back into what we were saying earlier, like, your holidays have to be enjoyable. And there's a lot of pressure on people with kids. I was just talking to a client about this the other day. Whenever you have a kid, I love people loving on my kid. I think that's great. I love that you want to see my kid. But also there's a lot of pressure on people when kids, because they make the holidays so much more fun that everybody wants to see you. And you got to go here and you got to go to, well, what are y'all doing? And it's like, we got to have our own traditions too. So I had to start like my Christmas morning tradition at my house and doing like after Santa, you know, Fisher wakes up. I want to do breakfast and stuff instead of rushing out. So the last couple of years we've had to do that. But Mike's family was receptive to that. And I'm like, anybody can come to my house. It is an open door Christmas morning.
Yeah.
If y'all want to come.
We're just doing it here.
That's right. And then we go to the grandparents. So boundaries, girl, ain't nothing wrong with it. Advice. Mother-in-law shaming us for not traveling 8 hours one way to see her with a 2-year-old and 3-year-old.
Why can't she come to see you?
Right. See, that's, I will never understand. If they have the means, if you have the means to travel, you can come make it more convenient to the kid, the people with the little kids. Because one day you're going to be older and you're not going to be able to travel. Someone needs to do it now while they got the, you know.
But even if she was physically able to travel and didn't have the means, it's a hell of a lot less expensive for you
for
to
one
pay
person, yeah.
for the for pay for her to come to you.
That's right.
That's better than packing up your whole family and going to her.
Yeah.
You know.
This one, it just says, give more than you get. And I agree.
I love that.
I do love giving. There's nothing worse
good
than
sentiment.
Yeah. And there's nothing worse than showing up somewhere. And actually Elaine sent us one that says, do not feel obligated to get anyone anything. And that's true. Like when you go somewhere and you think you have all your gifts accounted for, and then you get to the place and someone surprises you with a gift and you're like, and you didn't get them anything.
Yeah.
It sucks. But I don't ever, if I get someone something, I genuinely am getting them that out of the goodness of my heart.
That's
honest
how
to
I
God,
am too.
I do not give you something and expect anything in return. And I am not, I know people are like, you're just saying that. No, I really am not. I love to give gifts. I just love that.
Hate, like, there was a couple people last year we gave gifts to, and they were like, oh, I didn't get you guys any. I feel terrible. I don't
That makes it so much more awkward.
Or they'll make up a lie and say, like, oh, your gift hasn't come yet. And it's like, it's really okay.
It's okay.
Like, it's okay.
It's okay.
I saw this. I thought of you. 'Tis the season. I wanted to give it to you. That's fine.
Right. And
like,
also,
it's okay. Just
it makes
accept
it more
the
awkward.
Gift.
It makes it more awkward when you make a big deal about it. You're like, stop making a big deal.
I promise
about
you
it.
In 3 weeks, I won't think twice that you didn't get me a gift and I got you one. I promise you in 3 days, I'm not going to even
side.
Think about it.
All like, acquaintances are forgotten. All lang syne.
All acquaintances.
So I'm never going to hear that song different. Okay, but you know what that song is? I'm going to tell y'all. I'm going to take y'all back. Carrie Bradshaw, Sex and the City, the episode, The Snow Has Fallen, It's Dark. She was out on New Year's with the girls, and she was going back, and she's walking down the streets back to her apartment, and that song starts playing. You know the scene.
I probably do. I just am not thinking of it.
And it has that overlay of that music. Oh, my God. It got me like, oh.
I want to rewatch that show.
Oh, I love that. Good. That show is so good. The remake was not it. And just missed the mark. They tried so hard on so many levels of everything that I was like, no.
And I know, listen, I know now as an adult watching it. Not that I was a kid watching it, but I was a lot younger.
Yeah.
But I know that Carrie is a terrible person. I know.
We can judge her now.
She's a bad friend. But
okay.
I still love her.
I know. But
I
all did.
Still love Carrie.
We all do, and we all did, yeah. Because she means well. She's just very selfish. And she's but she's very smart. I mean, using your oven as a closet and, like, having the cutest little apartment, self-centered, narcissistic. What a great friend she is. Good hair.
Great hair.
Would let her friends borrow clothes. Yeah. That's a good friend. I mean, God, there's some people I wouldn't trust a clutch with. Sorry,
that's
can't
right.
take it.
Yeah. Oh, great show.
God.
Okay, well, what Christmas song should we sing?
Oh, we're going
like,
to
close
out?
Like to close this. Yes,
damn.
Obviously. You guys, we love you so much.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I'm messing it up. You go, girl. Go off, go off, go.
I don't care about the presents.
underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own.
I think we're way off on this.
More than you could ever know to make my wish come true. Baby, all I want for Christmas is you. You, baby, I don't need to bring my stockings. You better not forget my gift card. All I want for Christmas is you. I really messed that up. Sorry, y'all. I probably blasted your eardrums with
it.
My,
was the gift card it for was, me.
Listen, I'm so sorry. I sing with static in my voice. I can't help it.
It's gorgeous. Stunning. It's
ugly.
We love you all so much.
Thanks for sticking around another year.
We are going to have a Patreon episode up before New Year's. And that's that. We love you.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Merry Chrysler. Happy Toyota days. Toyota-thon. Happy Honda days. Tacoma Toyota, tomato, tomato, a link sign, but get your acquaintances, bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous.
XOXO.